Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Standard. With less than 2 days to go, things are hotting up in the race to become London's next mayor.
I think the mayoral election on May the 2nd is going to be the closest election there's been in London.
I'm confident that what I'm offering is what Londoners want, so let's wait and see.
It's crunch time for the candidates vying to knock Sadiq off his perch and take the throne as the capital's mayor, as they try to do everything to get their names out there and tell the city what they stand for. This year, there are four main candidates. Our current mayor, Labour's Sadiq Khan.
I've delivered on free school meals, but the Tory mayor would cancel those. I've delivered fares freezes for the fourth time. I've frozen fares. Five of the last 8 years, fares have been frozen. The Tories would cancel that.
The Conservatives' Susan Hall.
In 8 years, look at what he's done. It's dreadful. And that's why I've got confidence, because I think people know things are not as they should be in London. And, you know, as mayor, I would make sure the basics were put right first.
Lib Dem, Rob Blackie.
Well, the great thing we're finding is people are turning towards us. People are tired of Sadiq Khan. They're disappointed in him, particularly because of crime.
And for the Greens, Zoe Garbett.
I'm talking about the importance of getting better rights and a better deal for renters. I'm a renter myself. I know how bad the situation can be, how people feel really insecure in their tenancies and how unaffordable rents are, and people are getting pushed out of the city.
So, now you know their names, their parties and their voices, but what do they each really stand for? And what have they promised to do for Londoners if they get elected? Well, our City Hall editor, Ross Lydell, joins me now to help us form an idea of what they're each pledging to do. So, Ross, when we're this close to the election itself, it feels like everything sort of ramps up a notch. How crucial are these few days before the vote for each of the candidates?
The key thing for the candidates in these last 48 hours is to mobilise the support. It's not so much winning over unconvinced voters, it's more about making sure those who have said they will vote for Susan, Sadiq, Zoe or Rob or Ian Other, it will actually bother to vote on Thursday. So it's very much about mobilising the vote, get the vote out, as it's known, and by doing that, that's the best way they think that they have of doing well on Thursday.
And each candidate will have made plenty of various different pledges in each of their manifestos. Many, I imagine, overlap as well. But looking at sort of each of their main pledges, starting with our current mayor, Sadiq Khan, what do you think his sort of main promise to Londoners?
Well, Sadiq's landmark pledge is over free school meals. Now, this is quite interesting because It's not a policy that goes to the heart of what the mayoralty is about. Sadiq Khosrowshahi extended his powers here to pay for free school meals for all London primary school children. He began doing this in sort of August, September last year at the start of their primary school term. It was envisaged initially as a one-year emergency measure, largely to help London families with the cost of living crisis. But essentially it proved so popular that Sadiq was put in a bit of a bind in that if he then withdrew it after a year, he'd be then seen as a sort of milk snatcher of old. You know, when Margaret Thatcher back in the 1970s took away free school milk from primary school children and was sort of notorious from that day on. Sadiq therefore knew the cost of removing a popular policy. To be fair, he was keen to keep it going if the financial situation allowed, if he had enough money in the City Hall coffers. Come sort of January time, he discovered that he did have enough money because this costs £140 million a year. But what he's promised is not just to extend it for one more year into the new school term after summer, but to keep it going, what he says, permanently, by which we can understand it to be for at least four more years if Sadiq's re-elected. So free school meals for all primary school children is Sadiq's landmark policy.
And in terms of Susan Hall for the Conservatives, you were speaking with her yesterday, and it seems a lot of her messaging has been around scrapping the ULEZ. Would you say that's her sort of key main pledge, or is it something else?
Well, Susan seems to have slightly backtracked on this, not so much in terms of changing her policy. She's very clear that she will scrap the ULEZ expansion on day one. So not the ULEZ that goes up to the North and South Circulars, but the sort of new bit that began last August, which essentially goes from the South Circular out to the M25. She would get rid of that on day one, or at least stop charging drivers to drive in that part of London from day one. It would take probably a few months to actually get all the legal papers signed, but she would stop charging from day one. But she's in the most recent week or two, she has tried to focus more on crime and what she would do there. She talks about recruiting 1,500 more metropolitan police officers and also returning to borough-based policing rather than having one commander overseeing several boroughs at a time, which leads to these sort of huge BCUs, as they're called, basic command units, which she believes are too remote from community policing that she thinks London needs.
And so when voters are looking at these four main candidates, another one is, of course, Rob Blackie for the Lib Dems. Does he have a specific big key pledge that he's promising Londoners?
Rob Blackie is quite clear on his priority. That is to fix the Metropolitan Police. It's very much the case that he's been a sort of singing from a single hymn sheet throughout the mayoral election. This is his total focus. He's actually been a victim of crime. He was subject to a brutal mugging some years ago. He ended up with a titanium plate being inserted in his neck. And he believes that getting the Met right, getting the Met fixed, both in terms of tackling crime and responding to Londoners, is absolutely the main priority and also the main issue for London as a whole. So that has been his focus. You know, he says that the Met needs to stop arresting people for carrying cannabis and needs to focus on violent offenders and rapists, where the conviction rate has gone way down.
And how about the fourth main candidate then, Zoe Garbett for the Greens? She's been quite close with Sadiq Khan throughout these sort of debates over the last few weeks. Presumably her main pledge is something with a green element to it?
Yes, to a degree. You know, Sadiq Khan has been very keen for Green supporters to lend him their vote, as he puts it. There has been quite an overlap, you know, in the past between what Sadiq has been doing at City Hall and what the Greens are proposing in this election. So Zoe is focusing primarily on transport, but also on rent controls. But for transport, she would introduce free bus travel for under 22s. She would try to move towards a flat fare, as in a single fare for tube and rail journeys, and would start that with the DLR. But probably the other main thing that she's calling for, which might be a signature policy, is one of rent controls. She would look to have a two-year rent freeze, and then set up a rent commission with the aim of actually reducing rents, or at least capping private rents in London. Although, of course, that's actually, as we stand, beyond the powers of the Mayor of London.
Let's take a quick break now. Coming up in part two.
Sadiq may have sort of caught the mood by focusing on the cost of living crisis and continuing free school meals for primary school children.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So if you take the candidates out of the picture for a second, Ross, and you're a voter and you're looking at just these key priorities that they've each sort of set out, which do you think will speak to most Londoners and why?
Well, I think it's fair to say that crime is a high priority. The number of violent incidents and tragically sort of knife killings is constantly in the headlines. And indeed, there's a report of a very serious incident in Hainault this morning. So this will be at the forefront of many Londoners' minds. Even if they personally are not affected by crime, they may see a sort of general lawlessness around where they live, even if they manage to sort of dodge the worst impacts of crime themselves. The other big issue is housing, in terms of actually many people struggling to find a decent place to live or get on the housing ladder. And then we have the ongoing issue about transport, whether it's too expensive to use the tube or the buses. In terms of which one will swing the votes, it's really quite hard to say, to be honest, but probably Sadiq may have sort of caught the mood by focusing on the cost of living crisis and continuing free school meals for primary school children. Obviously, though, there are many Londoners who do not have children at primary school and won't stand to benefit. But for those that do, then this is a rather nice little sort of bonus, if you like, that will save the average London family probably around £200 a year by not having to make or pay money for school meals for their child. These meals are now free.
And Ross, as City Hall editor, this is probably the busiest time of any year that you have. You've been here, there and everywhere. Have you been impressed at all with any of the campaigns in particular this election?
I think that this election is quite different to the last one, which of course was conducted sort of mid-pandemic. It was delayed by a year because of the pandemic. And much of the campaigning last time round in 2021 was done when people were wearing face masks or could not come into contact too closely with the candidates. You know, hustings were held in empty rooms and empty churches. So there's slightly more of a buzz this time. What's notable here is the number of hustings that many of the main candidates have dodged, which is rather a shame. So there's not been great engagement with the public. Similarly, Sadiq's campaign has been quite slick in that there's been a sort of story a day they've tried to sort of place in the media. There's been an event we're invited to attend. But there hasn't been much sight of Sadiq knocking on doors and meeting normal voters. There was a bit of that yesterday when I was with Susan down in Wallington in Sutton, and she rolled up on this old Routemaster bus we were talking about. So that was almost like a throwback to the, you know, the campaigns of the sort of 2008 when Boris got himself an old Routemaster and he and David Cameron were coming out of Tory headquarters and hopping on this bus and going off to head straight to City Hall. The other thing that is notable here is, I would say, the performance of the Green candidate, Zoe Garbutt. You know, she was largely unknown before she started. She was just a councillor in Hackney, had tried to be the mayor of Hackney, but had done well there, but didn't get elected. She has come across as probably a sort of star, if not for the future, then even of now. But I would say that Zoe is probably the sort of the standout candidate of this campaign, just in the sense of the positive message she's shown and the way she's conducted herself. One for the future. Rob Blackie has not done badly by any means, but Zoe's done particularly well. Has Susan Hull underperformed? Quite possibly. It feels like she's slightly lost control of the campaign. The campaign doesn't feel like it's Hull's anymore. It feels like it's been one orchestrated by Tory headquarters. Sadiq may well have done enough, but may not have inspired many people to vote for him. But he may have done enough just to hang on to those who liked him in the first place.
Pick up the Evening Standard newspaper for more news, interviews and analysis, or head to standards.co.uk. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.